Hello, and welcome to Brandon's Peace of Mind podcast. Culture of social media. This is a special presentation for this weekend as we talk about the social media culture and how it has affected everybody. I even have a guest coming on this week. So stick around and tell me what you think. And don't forget to tune in to WrestleMania this evening to catch all the great action of this weekend's WrestleMania 39 action-packed weekend. And go back and check out WrestleMania last night for Saturday and the Hall of Fame on Friday. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. So, I guess what's happening here is nothing new. It's just more prevalent, I should say. The things that we thought we knew, things we hope we would ever see again, come back in some fashion. The culture of social media has also become the culture of canceling people we don't like. Now, I know this may sound odd, or this may sound really disrespectful, but let me be the first to tell you that the cancel social media culture is not a very good idea. Because when you start canceling people, you really make it hard on others. Social media is a dynamic which, in tune with lots of other things that happen in the world, creates a conversation. We have hashtags, we have likes, we have YouTube, we have all this different stuff that creates this conversation. So in its own way, social media is our programming of diversity. We're not as diverse as what some people might like us to be, but social media does present itself as part of that culture and that ethnicity of blending two worlds into one. So the culture of social media, whether it be fantasy or reality, really doesn't matter, honestly. That was a prophecy I heard a long time ago, that if you measure the ideals of one against the ideals of 1,000 people, a few of those people are going to fall in line and believe that belief. The culture of social media is what that is. Celebrities have millions of people who follow them and attract to what they believe because they match them. A culture of one is a culture of many. People who find fame at the cost of misfortune is also the culture of one. A man doing a podcast is not a celebrity. He's just a man putting an opinion out there for everybody to hear. An opinion which millions of people will never understand or never want to understand. But social media, they understand it immediately because they see it. The way I look at it is, the culture of social media is simply the matter of cancellation of reality. If we can cancel the culture, we can cancel reality. We survive inside of our phones every day. We spend hours inside and out of our phones. We spend days wondering what's going to be the next thing to happen in America. If we took half as much time looking at the problem of social media and more time diagnosing the cure, we would be way better. Part of the problem with our children today is they see a lot of violence, they see a lot of profanity, they see a lot of guns, they see a lot of different shows that promote that kind of culture. Between social media, between different things you see on TV, there is that culture which drags innocent children into that way of thinking. Hello?
Brandon, how are you?
Hello. Good, I'm how are you?
I'm good, thank you, sir. I just was flipping through the channels and I saw what you were talking about, and it's an interesting subject. I'd like to join you, if possible, if you have time.
You're welcome to join me.
Great. Yeah, just the conversation is what I'm saying. Yeah, just put my two cents in and
Well, I was just saying that the social media culture as a whole has developed in our children. I've seen a lot of people who say, well, the culture is canceling other people out if we don't believe the way they believe.
it's canceling other things that aren't being allowed or are being overrun by that. Like
Yes.
for, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's being shoved down their throat and they don't have a choice, or they don't even know there is a choice because no one's teaching them. All they see is what they see now. And to not know
Yes.
history about anything is a ridiculous way to go about a life. And I see the problem with that as well. It's just like how it used to be when we had phones that weren't cellular. Nobody knows what
Yeah.
that was about. Now, some of us do. I'm in my 60s, right? So I was able to appreciate the development and the advance of electronics, stereos, TVs, as something that was just progressing. But I still respected and knew about how and where it came from. And that's the problem that's not being shown.
Well, okay, you're in your 60s. I'm in my mid 30s. I just turned 35 last year. I'll turn 36 this year. I was born in 87. So I remember the 80s and the 90s. And I also remember great historians like Martin Luther King or the development of our presidents as we went through the years. And there's been this is like a theme. See, I can call it a theme because I've seen it enough to realize what the theme is. Children nowadays can get away with practically anything and not have any results from that problem.
Absolutely. Because if you hit
And
your kid, you're going to jail.
yeah.
And
And
that's ridiculous as well.
I remember growing up as a child, I remember that if we did something wrong, we got our butts whooped for
That's
doing
right.
it.
Or grounded or whatever.
Yeah.
I never got hit by my parents, but I feared being locked up in my room and not being able to go out and play. And that scared me enough to be cool about things and to think about it before I went and did it. And
But
that's there's
now,
and there's I'm sorry, go ahead.
but see, now they're blaming the elders for like the school shootings. It's not the elders' fault for what happened at school. It's more like the parents who don't want to listen to their children or like take away their phones and say, hey, let's have a conversation outside of social media.
Yep, or they don't even see the problem. That's even worse. That's a very possibility. If they're
Yeah.
oblivious to that.
Yep.
And that's tough,
And then you have these people who sit around and say, well, we could change this if we just listen to each other, but they don't want to listen to each other. They want to blame other people. And you can't blame other people for your problems.
True. Not fully you can't, but at some point you can, because it's developed to what it is now. And then people are like, well, that wouldn't happen if I was then, if I was there then at that age, I would have stood up for it or whatever. But things develop and sometimes they take the wrong turn and nobody wants to correct them. They just want to ignore it. And
And
that's
that's
another problem we're
and
having.
there you go. There's cancel culture. Cancel out the one thing to make room for another so you can be feeling good about it or feel comfortable in your skin.
And comfortable with what you've chosen. Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. And it's sad. It's just I mean, we're all different, every one of us. And honestly, the social media thing, it's cool. It needs to be handled with kid gloves almost, because just like the internet when that first started, and I didn't have that growing up. No one did. So I see where it came from. I respect what it's done, how it's helped people, educated people, but also how it's screwed up a lot of people's thoughts about things because they've ignored the harder things to do, like dialing a phone instead of just using a cellular. Who wants to dial a phone, a rotary phone at that? A push button at home. We never had any of that, but just the phone with the short cord on it. Okay. So they need to think about things like that in the past. No one to blame, just that's how things develop. The wheel, it finally got invented. Okay. Then they went with it. It's just like that. And things were good with that. But there's now it's harder for people to understand that. It's because they have no knowledge or no one has shown or told them what the hell the thing was about in the first place and respect what you didn't have when you were born or when you were growing up. Because, but you guys that are born now and your age, everything's handed to them. It's like, I mean, that's great. Don't get me wrong. God bless you can have that, some of you, and some of us can't. But to work for something, to plan for something because you work for it and you get it, not because it's just available and my folks can afford to get it for me. No, that's not right. It's they need to work it and they need to honor what they are being given and not take
But
it for
see
granted
now,
is the basic.
but that's where you're right. You're right on multiple points there. But
Well, thank you.
let's talk about that technology that you're speaking of.
Yep, sure.
Nowadays, that technology is given to our kids. The minute they reach a certain age, they're handed a cell phone, they're handed a tablet, they're handed a computer,
Yep.
and there's no parental guidance in that situation. I'm
Not
sorry.
starting out, there isn't until they find there's a problem that they're on a porn channel or something. They got to wait for something bad to happen before they'll step in and,
That's
teach their
basically like
children things.
our government. They got to wait for something really dramatic to happen for them in order for them to react to it. Isn't
Yeah,
that
like
kind
a
of
shooting,
like
of course. Yeah, but they've never done enough to make it happen or to make it stop. So they're just basically blowing smoke up everybody's ass, is what they're doing.
You said it better than I could
Well, thank you. I'm telling you, I'm an honest guy. I'm not. I love our government. I love being in the United States. This is where I was born. I don't want to be nowhere else. But I do have a right to speak my mind. But at the same time, I
So,
still consider how other people have come into this world where they didn't realize or know or even think about the past and how things have developed up to this point. But I have. So I don't knock what they get because they're given a phone the minute they're born. But at the same time, they need to be taught and just shown what it was about before all this happened. And when they don't, that makes a person grow up to be a very closed-minded person.
can I ask you a
Television.
question?
And that's it.
So can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
I'm not trying to veer into this part of the conversation, but it's like a question I wanted to ask somebody.
Okay.
You being in your 60s,
Yep.
you seen a lot of stuff.
Sure.
In the past 46 presidents, 47 to say the least,
Okay.
who has been like the five worst presidents we've had in office?
The five worst? Oh, wow.
Yes.
I'd have to think about that. Well, my first one comes thinks Nixon. But when people that are older than me, they loved him. But
Yeah.
I didn't. I didn't, I was just barely, maybe, I don't know, in the 70s, I don't know, 12 years old. But I still heard the news. I watched it, not avidly, but I would hear things and then I would get interested in it. And then I would try to make more time to listen to the news or what's the world? Because this is our world and we live in it. And I've always wanted to be part of it somehow, my little two cents, So Nixon was definitely, I think, one of them, especially with Watergate. That was just, wow, the president, he lied. Are you kidding me? And then that's what it all drew to was that politicians are a bunch of liars. And so
Yeah.
almost everybody in office
Hey, come over there.
is
Come over there.
needs some work.
Yeah.
And I don't
So
trust them.
Nixon's one. Who's
who's number
Well,
two?
Nixon, yeah. How about you? Why don't you throw one out? We'll match one for one and see what we think about each, since
Well,
we're 30 years old.
I think Clinton was probably one of the worst, honestly. If I
yeah, because of what he did.
Well, first of all, he was very cavalier about stuff. He never actually came out and said what he really meant. And over time, people started to realize that Clinton would sell the country to China.
Can you get me back on, Brandon?
I thought you were already on.
Okay, because it doesn't have me in the picture next to you. It says, thank you for being part of... See, the government, they're already censoring me. Wow. That doesn't prove it. I don't know what does. No, it's if you can hear me, that's all I need. I don't need to be looking at my picture. But it made me know that I was either online or not. So if you can hear me, please continue. Yes.
Yeah, you're on. So
okay, cool.
So Clinton was one of them.
Yeah.
Clinton was one that I had a lot of issues with because, you know, he stole from America. He stole a lot of things out of the White House before he left.
Such as what? Stole, like, I mean, material things or power?
Such as confidential documents that were never
That's what I thought you meant. Mm-hmm.
And people go after others for that. They went after Trump for that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that if they're going to go after these other presidents, why don't they go after Clinton? I mean, he was president, and if he has confidential documents that are relevant to America's safety, why should he be excused?
Sure. Well, why should anybody be excused then, for that matter?
Yeah.
But it is, and that's what people that are white, black, whatever race, they think, well, special rules for special people. It's different for each person, and it shouldn't be, but it is. And that will never change. It'll be less or more, but it'll never be equal. Because I'm a common person. If I did that, and I was maybe a secretary or whatever in a government office, and that did it to me, my ass would be in jail still today.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the president, you have certain things that you can get away with, and then they push the envelope and they go, wow, let's see what else I can do now. I'm almost out of office. I can't be reelected again. So I'm going to score and get as much cash as I can with this, with that, with the signing, the books, things like that. It's like their way to, it's a stepping stone to immortality or a stepping stone to financial gain. And that seems to be what only most people are about anyway. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to have a bunch of cash, but I'm not going to do it that way. That's just screwed up. It's terrible.
And for every hardworking American, I mean, truck driver, bus driver.
That's right. I've been blue collar my whole life. My dad, everyone, my family is like that. So what's right for me is right for them, is right for you, and the next door neighbor.
Yeah.
But when you see all this people getting away with crap, and they happen to be white, then a lot of people that maybe are black, they say, see that? See what I'm saying? The white folks are getting away with that shit. And that's what they think. And I don't blame them. And I feel the same way, but I happen to be of the same race. But it's not because they're white. It's just because they will give back certain favors. They are liked. They are this, they are that. You know, so, but I don't blame people that are of a different race to blame people just because they're white. They're doing that. Now, if they can separate those two things and just say, well, if that was a black dude and I'm black, well, does that mean that that's how it is for the black folks? No, it just happened to be that way. And that guy just happened to be white.
Yeah, but then, you know, you can't say it's just white people. There's also that entity of black people that really look at white people as privileged, and in a way,
absolutely,
in a way they are privileged because they have money. They're able to fight the system, whereas us regular folks and
right.
people without money can't fight the system.
Yeah, they can, but it's near impossible to get through. You can fight your best fight, but no one's listening. What the hell? I do it. But Because it's the right thing to do. That's why. That's the answer to that. But I feel if you figure, man, I'm the same way. I'm almost at a poverty level. I have just recently retired. So I've worked my whole life. And
The retirement age ran up this year.
I happen to only get away with it because I'm a white guy. No, I'm teasing. I got away with it because I'm disabled. I have had many surgeries from injuries, from working. You know, physical labor is what I've done mostly. I've been a cook, a chef, and a construction worker. So they have finally realized, wow, this guy can barely even hold a hammer anymore. That's how bad my physicalities are. And I knew that as I've gotten older and older. I'm like, man, this is going to be tough, but shit, I ain't going to make it to 50 anyway. Well, here I am, 61. I'm retired, but I'm bored as hell. And I meet my bills every month, but barely.
Yeah.
And I don't accumulate any new ones. So it's tough.
I don't know how to put this, but my grandfather was 76 years old when he died.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked his entire life. He was a logger. He worked in the mill.
Wow. Hard-ass work. Mm.
Yeah. So when people say, well, we don't have an honest day's labor, well, you were a log truck driver. That was an honest day's work.
My God, yes, it surely was. And we needed that at the time in this country, you know, with paper products and whatnot. And it's just, that's what it was. And I've done that kind of work. I've cut trees down and, you know, I've delivered firewood. That's as far as I've gone. And I'll tell you, man, they kicked my ass doing that kind of stuff. And I was in my 40s when I did that.
Yeah.
And so, but I myself like physical work. I tried college. It didn't work for me. Several times I tried. I got married too young. I was married 4 times. My last wife passed away. So it's been quite an adventure for me, but I've always had that must have. I got to work. I got to do this because I know it sounds hokey and it's bullshit, but it's not. I do it because that's what I feel I can do to give back to my country. I didn't go in the service. I pay my taxes. I want to be able to help somehow by getting a paycheck and paying taxes on those things and not getting hassled for having an opinion. That's about it. I'm cool with everything else.
Well, here's a question then.
Okay.
If you were a part of like a culture,
mm-hmm.
there's been many labels put out there, and I want to know, is it right to label people as snowflakes?
It might be offensive to some people. Well, tell me this. See, I'm out of the loop. What is a snowflake? Is that the newest generation that's growing up? What's a snowflake?
That's the newest generation. They have all these safe places.
That's what I thought.
They don't like blunt opinions. They don't like unfiltered
conversations. That's like, let's just go back to the 50s and do censorship again in the blacklist. How's that sound? Would that make them happy? That's ridiculous. Now, see, I didn't know what a snowflake was until just now, but I guessed pretty good on the head what it was, because I have nephews and nieces that are Gen X. I am a baby boomer myself. I wish we didn't have to put labels, but when you put labels on generations and groups of people, then you go to the race. What else can we label now? Let's label this so we feel better about our shitty lives or how great we are living and not worry about the people in the street.
How about the culture differences? Like, they had a culture here, they still have it. It's called the cancel culture. What do you think of that?
What is that? Fill me in. What is that? Is that the same generation we're talking?
Yes, the cancel culture is part of the Gen X.
Well, we're the throwaway, you know, we're the throwaway people now as well. And back in the day, we just threw everything away and we redid it. Now we're recycling, which is good for the earth and people and working. Well, because they've been handed everything on a silver platter, and that's why. They don't know. They never had to work to make a this or that. They were given all this stuff. And like I said, I'm not knocking them. If I had that given to me, I would have loved it, but I still would have reached out and helped people. Or answer questions in my own head. Why is this person like this? Why can't can I help this person? But other people, I'll tell you, money is the biggest drug and the hardest thing to get off of in the world when you have some. And if it's a lot, that's all you think about for the rest of your days. And that's what you work towards.
Okay. My first job was when I was 18, going to be 18, and I was working at a gas station.
Hmm. Cool. And I did that too.
It was a lot of hours, a lot of days, a lot of late nights. If you were working a 24-hour service station, you got night shift when you were hired.
Oh, yeah.
You worked through the night. It didn't matter what time it was.
Right.
And I had a lot of rude people come in because they thought they were better than me. I also remember how tough it is to make a dollar stretch. And I still remember.
Sure. It'll always be that way. You know, for us regular folk, it will be.
But you also have to remember that part of these cultures now, we got this Gen X culture, which, if you ask me, it isn't a Gen X culture. It's the parents who need to take control. You know, I'm sorry, but the parents, if they can't control their children or they can't mitigate some of the things that are happening, what are we going to do? How many more guns do we have to give to our children to go in and do something wrong to a school or go into a government building? Where is the point where we say we need to take accountability for our children?
Well, that's true. And legally, they are still doing that. I mean, legally, they have to take responsibility. Isn't the people that, like, say their child went and did the shooting in a school, killed people, they are responsible somehow. Aren't they legally responsible to either get a huge amount of fines, or which is nothing in comparison to someone's life, but or jail time? Do they do that? Or have you ever heard of that being done? Where, up, oh, you screwed up, people. Your kid went and shot a bunch of people. Now you're all going to jail. Has that ever happened?
Kip Kinkle got away with it, but see, there was no he had no family left. He had killed his own grandparents.
Right. I read on that one. Yeah.
And that happened at Thurston High School in Springfield, Oregon. Right. There was no consequences. He's still spending the rest of his life in jail. No one.
Right, but if his parents were alive, or whoever was responsible for him, wouldn't they also get jail time, or what happens to the parents?
I don't know. I don't think anything happens to him, because after a point, the child is the adult.
After 18, but these kids are under 18. I mean, the parents have to be responsible. If they've killed somebody in a drunk driving accident, who's going to get their ass in jail? Their parents? And if that's not the answer, then that needs to happen. And then parents will be doing a vigil every damn day with their kids and making sure they do this and that. And they'll be actually nurturing them in a way, which is sad, where you can't just let them loose and let them learn that way. But if you don't know your own child and the mentality that they have and their attitude, and they never talk or blah, 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 you got to wonder, like, what the hell is wrong with my boy? What's wrong with this guy? I myself would say, like, I'm going to be watching this kid like a hawk, at least till he's 18. And if not, I'm still going to put a look over him for the rest of his life.
I don't think, I think that it's more than, you're right. It is a responsibility of the parents. I think that the parents, if they don't know their child very well, they should just say, you can't have, you're not, we're not going to own guns. Or if we own a gun, we're going to put it in a safe to where you can't get it.
True. But nowadays, kids can purchase guns very easily. But you're right, the ones that did do a lot of damage, the ones that parents had in the house that wasn't locked up, things like that. And then they ultimately should be responsible for that as well, because they slipped. And a bunch of people got killed, and for no reason at all, because of
social media.
They're too busy doing whatever.
Yeah, but social media plays a big influence in that. See, this is the thing.
It does.
Social media plays an influence in the movies we put out and the things we do. social media has a big influence over a lot of our lives. And we live, and technology nowadays is so ridiculous. I mean,
it is.
I like having the ability to order groceries online. I like having the ability to order some clothes.
I do too. I love that. But there's, like I said, there's a lot of good and mostly good. But the people and the criminals that, you know, they kind of finagle things and get in between the lines, they have been given carte blanche to do what they want because no one's going to catch me. It's the internet. And I can't tell you how many times I get in phone calls and people trying to get my information and do whatever. Let them have it because guess what? My credit sucks and good luck trying to get something with my name. But, you know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. But it's been more good than anything. I've been an actor my whole life, okay? So I can get online now, do an audition via one of these chat rooms or whatever they want us to do. And that's great. That's a plus there. But then there goes that experience of auditioning. Like, wow. So that's just one realm. That's just one subject. What?
You were an actor?
I'm still an actor. Yeah, I'm acting right now like I give a shit, right? No, I do. I do care very much for everyone, people that deserve it. But yeah, I've been an actor my whole life since I was 9, and I'm 61. And I'm in the Screen Actors Guild. But it's a tough life. So, hey, don't give up your dreams. Just make sure you have a day job and it doesn't have to be a waiter.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I think that podcasting, I do this because I like hearing opinions. I like giving opinions.
Too. Yeah.
And so podcasting is like one of these things where I can take and turn a peace of mind into an opinion.
Absolutely. It's wonderful. I love that as well for that reason and a lot of other reasons.
But see, I don't care if people don't like my opinion. I care if people start asking questions, like making the reasoning for it.
It's right. Like,
we all have an accountability. We all have to be accountable. And it's not about, and this is truly how I feel. It's not about race. It's not about religion. It's not about the color of your skin. It's about being accountable. If you care enough, you're not going to care who your friend's going out with. You're not going to care if he or she is lesbian, gay, straight, or white. It doesn't matter. The truth is that all we have to do is take a little bit of accountability for how we raise our children and how we handle the situations we're put to. You know, I get the question of, Is it moral decay or is it just irresponsibility on the parents who don't want to raise their children?
Oh, it's both. It's both. And then some. And then many other subjects we could talk about all day of that reasoning. It's like, you know, it's like just let the kid play so we can sit and watch TV. I mean, parents, they got it tough. They're working mostly nowadays. Both parents are working and they're taking turns watching the children. They burnt the hell out themselves. Yeah, I feel that. I understand. I've never had my own kids, but I've been with the women in my life who I've married. They had kids or whatever. And I see what it takes to raise a child. And it's tough. And if you have parents that do shit half-ass, those kids are going to turn out not that great. But if those children could just think for a moment or whoever this is addressed to, why am I like this? Why do I do this? Well, that's, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know their inner self and know why they're doing something or why they feel a certain way, why they're prejudiced. And they have to think about, well, I did get beat up by that black person or that white person when I was 12 years old. So now I hate what? Now I hate the other race. And they don't consider why. And it's embedded in them at that point. And they don't question it because it's them. It's part of them. But to be a better person, you have to change that.
How about your self-esteem? Has it ever been like...
That too. Oof.
Is it ever like a point where social media just is like overwhelming and you just want to turn it off for an hour or 2 hours and just watch funny videos all day long and
just kind of
sit back and go, I like my life. I can live with my choices.
Mm-hmm. Basically, you pick all the choices you want in this world, but as long as they don't hurt other people or you enjoy hurting people, then you got a problem. But if people pick certain things and it's because they're lazy, they don't want to work, whatever reasons, you know, it's their reason, it's their lives. But to infringe on other people's lives because of that, well, then that person needs to make a change and maybe get rid of one or two of those terrible things. But if it hurts or it jeopardizes people's lives or anything, then why would that person get into that? Why would you enjoy something like that? So, yeah, but people don't question their actions or motives because they just don't. Not many people that I know.
There it is. The actions and the motives.
Yep.
You can have all the goodwill you want, and you can be open-minded to everything. But is the motive there to do the same as they would do for you? Like, I heard the expression, pay it forward. And I've been paying it forward for the past 35 years.
Right on. Yeah.
I have zero to be jealous about. And people ask me, well, what would you do with $10,000 or $100,000? I'd say I'd start my life. It's a platform to bounce off of. It's a spending point for everybody. And
$100,000
is not a cheap joke. It's really
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot of cash, bro. I know. And I've never had that kind of reach on financial things, but I've had relatives give me a certain amount of money just to help me out, and I never asked for it. And guess what? The first thing I wanted to do was to help my mom when she was alive, or help my cousin or whoever. And I could still do that and have a little for myself on the side. I don't need to keep it all and piss it off or whatever, but some of us do. And some of us don't. And some of us think about, maybe I'll invest it. I'll pay off my old bills. I'll pay my car off. I'll pay rent for a year.
You know, the one man who really stuck out to me was Martin Luther King. When he gave that I Have a Dream speech, that speech spoke a lot of truth. For that man to speak that in that form says a lot about him.
Absolutely. Well, he gave his life for what he believed in. And, you know, and some idiot, of course, you know, took it from him. And because they were scared of him.
Yeah,
that's why.
It's a powerful thing. Well, it was a powerful thing that he did. Kind of like Rosa Parks and all these other people who stood up and said, we are equal to you. And they're right. They are equal to us.
Absolutely.
But the fact is it. In order to be equal, you have to understand that your equalness is only equal to what God has given you the power to do. And he gave him a great power. And I go back to the I Have a Dream speech. I go back and I think how far I have come in my life, because I don't have children. I'm not like married to a woman. I'm going to be marrying a guy.
Well, that's fine.
And I share the fact that, you know, I think that in life, two people being together, two people having a life together is a family, no matter what part of life you walk through.
I agree. See, I've always been like that, though. But back in my day, that was, oh, God, no, you don't even talk about that. You keep it under the wraps. But now with these kids, I'm not knocking them again, like I say, but now with these kids, they're changing their friggin' sex. Come on. Wow. That is like, so being gay is nothing compared to somebody that is going through surgery and going for a reassignment.
Yeah.
That is like Star Trek weird stuff.
But the military nowadays, back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, the don't tell thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it was like, okay, so now we're going to start hiding our beliefs and our religion. But see, the political views on social media have weaponized those things, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just weaponized to a point where people don't want to say it, but I'll say it. I think that the people in the United States government have failed the American people in multiple ways.
Hmm. Yep.
I'm sorry to say that, but it's true.
It's true. It's not like it's a secret. I mean, but the question is to each person, where did they fail in your opinion? and you'll have 1,000 different things come up. But if we don't think as a whole, not what they failed me, but my people, my equals, my whatever, you know, it's not just about that one person, but a lot of people take it on that realm is that they think about why haven't I done this? Why haven't I? No. Why haven't we? We need to have that more in our sentences, in our thoughts, is we the people, right? Isn't that how that started?
and the same with the dollar bill and God we trust. They're trying to change that. And it's just like, you can't change something that's been around for thousands of years.
Yeah, I agree with.
When money was first created, that was a saying, in God we trust. We trust a lot in God. And a lot of people, I mean, you can be religious till the day you die, but that's not going to hold you to changing the dollar bill or throwing away the Constitution or ripping up the Ten Commandments and saying
that's another show altogether. I get infuriated when I hear about they don't say the Pledge of Allegiance or whatever. You know, I didn't have an upbringing in my life with parents that wanted me to go to church. But for some magical reason, the few friends that I had growing up, I would have a weekend sleepover and we, watch TV all night and fall asleep. They prayed for breakfast in the morning and I thought that was magical. And I just like, wow, because nobody told me about things like that. And I pursued it.
I remember going to school. I remember when I was going to school and this was a daily thing. You had to stand up in the classroom, face the flag. And say
with your hand on your heart.
Yeah, with your hand on your heart and say the Pledge of Allegiance. Nowadays, they don't do that.
No, I know.
They've burned
and that's sad.
Ground.
Yeah, see, that's... So it's easier just to flee and then to fight is what they're telling us. You know, I tell you what they should do then. Instead of just getting rid of it, why can't this part of the class do their thing? And then the other group that doesn't want to do that, let them do their thing. Why do you exclude one for the other?
Yeah.
What kind of senseless bullshit is that? And then that pisses me off because that's all I had growing up was the belief in God. And I still have it. And if you told me tomorrow he existed and you showed me the proof, I still wouldn't believe you. That's how strong it is in me. And that's what got me through because I've been on my own since I was very young. All right. I had parents, but yeah.
That's the censorship of the people nowadays. They don't want their children to know the truth. And like I heard, history has a way of repeating itself.
Yes, and we don't want certain things to be repeated in history. When you hear that sentence, it's like bad things happened.
Yes.
Not good things, history. Bad things happen. Don't read history. Why? Wasn't it great? No, that subject, no, it wasn't great. Let's avoid it. So to avoid it, just make everybody guilty and then prove them innocent.
Yeah. Like
COVID-19. Is what this is coming to. Ridiculous.
It's like COVID-19, though.
Right. Okay.
We don't want to repeat that, but we also we also want to make sure that the people who created the virus be dealt with in a sensible way.
Well, is that ever been proven that somebody created it in a lab?
Well,
I mean, we think that a lot about a lot of things, but, you know, that's what they supposedly AIDS was created for that reason, to get rid of people.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
then the question
becomes, okay, you're the baby boomer, Carter. What are some of the things that you wish would return to the current day and be acceptable?
Well, to have the choice to do things in school like we were just talking about, that's very important because it gave me a thought of that. I might actually have a life in this world because I have a belief now and I have a way to go and something to rely on or talk to. Because I talk to God often and I thank him almost every day when I remember. Thank you, God, for Jesus. I say, Jesus, thank you, Lord. I'm not a really religious fanatic person. I'm just, I believe in what I believe, and that's it. I keep it to myself because other people know of it, of people that, you know, of religions and stuff. And to take that away from anyone and either not even replace it is absurd.
It is.
To not even give them an option to choose to do that or not to choose to do that. I would yank my kid out of school and get his ass home trained and deal with it that way. because that is ridiculous. You're shoving stuff down people's throats that don't deserve to be treated that way. And guess what? The people that are doing that to us are people that weren't born in this country. But guess what? I wouldn't turn around and make them shove it down their throat where they can't do their thing. I would never do it. Even though they're doing it to me, I would never do that back to them because it's wrong.
But see, that's where they've weaponized that. What you're talking about is weaponization of religion. They've weaponized the religion to create a false narrative. You and I having this conversation, I've heard people say that it's hard to get by. Well, you're not trying to get by. They're trying to live off of other people. Like, you worked 30 plus years probably, and every day you worked was harder and harder each day because you had to face the weather conditions that you were dealt.
Yeah, very true. And just for the record, I have been on the books of working since I was 14 and a half. I mean, it was illegal, but I was still paying taxes and I was working as a laborer because of my situation. My pops died. My mom took off for a couple of years and my sister took me in, and her husband. And to this day, you know, the love of my life is my sister, my brother-in-law. But my point is I had to work because it's like, damn, I better do something because I am not going to be out in the street at 15 years old. I mean, I had family members, but it would be tough for them to have taken me in at that time because they were still learning their lives and growing up. And because I'm the youngest of four, but there's a 13-year difference between. I'm sorry?
And also living through the Great Depression was another thing.
Well, I'm not that old, bro. That was in the 20s. But yeah, I feel you. That would have been awful. The Dust Bowl in Oklahoma, things like that. See, I know that because I know my history. And I wasn't interested in school when I was in school with history. But it's a power. It's a weapon itself if you use it properly. Yeah. But some people manipulate it and they use it for bad things.
Like the War of 1812. People still don't understand what that war was about. But that war was history in itself. Or 9/11, that was history in itself. And to this day, I still feel bad for the kids who lost their mom and dad in those towers. I still feel bad because, you know, if the government would have stepped up and done the right thing, we would have never had that happen. If they would have stepped up and put more security at our airports and done what they're doing now, that would have never happened. But they were so relaxed. And so
well, if not relaxed, they were in other venues trying to protect this or protect that or make money on this or make money on that. They never thought of anything that extreme, I guess, you know, because they did try to blow it up in the 80s from down in the garage parking lot, you know, with some lame ass bombs or whatever they did. If you remember that. And that was should have been a little sparkle in the or at least in the government like shit. What else is possible for these people or anyone to do to hurt us? And they should have had people just like a think tank where it's like, well, they could have done this. They could do this now. They could do that. Yeah. Well, now we're finally getting on board with stuff, but it's kind of late. Now they're so far ahead of us that people with their conniving little thoughts that want to hurt anyone. And I'm not just saying hurt the United States citizens, just hurt people in general because they don't like you because whatever. Whatever reason. I mean, God, why are we giving all these people a reason to hate? It's just awful, man.
Where do we pick up the pieces and start saying, okay, America needs us now more than ever, and we need America to be on its own. We need America to be sustainable.
I agree with that. Yeah, like bring jobs back into the country. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've always thought that, but it's financially better the other way. Even the companies that are American citizens, they don't want to be here and pay taxes. They go across somewhere else and have the manufacturing do it and then send it back to the United States. And they don't have to pay the tax. They don't have none of that. And that in itself is I'd kick their ass out. They shouldn't be a citizen because that's wrong. I don't care if I have millions of dollars. And I know whoever's listening to me is like, yeah, bullshit. You would fall in line like that. It's like, hell no, I would not, because it's wrong. And like my belief in God and what's right is right is too strong to ever let it ever dictate how I am about what is right. Because what is right is right is right, period. Not what is right for me or this person or that person. What is right for people as a whole? And that's what needs to be thought. Man, I better stop talking. I'm going to have some hate mail soon, I'm sure. Hey, man, I got to split, Brandon. I'd like to talk to you again if possible. I have a show on this site as well.
Well, I hope you follow me and I'll follow you back.
Absolutely, my friend. God bless, man. Thank you.
I have to ask you a question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Sure. Go ahead.
I download this podcast and use it on my regular podcast. With your permission, I will.
Oh, absolutely.
Special guest. Please.
Yeah, I'd be honored. Absolutely. Because it's all truth. And for the people that don't dig it, then they're conniving to do something that's not cool. Or they're trying to get over on their own. But yeah, if we all write as a whole, whatever's right is right. Yes, please use it. And any future time, I would love to discuss it. I could do this all night, but I'm getting really infuriated and pissed off. And I'm a very mellow person. I got to go smoke some weed now. I have my license, so.
Well,
all right, bro. I'm going to. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What? Okay, Brent.
I want to say thank you. And do you have any final thoughts for the listeners?
No, just do what's right, people, not what's right for you, what's right for everyone. And, have an open mind and put yourself in the person's place that you're hating on and see how that feels. And maybe you might change.
Yep.
Yes. And your dog agrees.
Well, thank you so much for your time and you have a wonderful Thanks. Day.
Hi, Brandon. Take care, my friend. Bye-bye.
And I will catch your podcast.
All right. Sweet. Sounds good. Thanks.
Bye. Well, you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. He has an opinion, and it's very strong. And he's right about a lot of things. But social media is our biggest influencer and the biggest destroyer of human life sometimes. So don't take everything for granted. Talk about it. Listen, learn, and explore yourself, because self-exploration is what makes us a better country, honestly. So, I'll see you next time. Hopefully you guys have a wonderful Sunday, and bless us all. And thank you for taking the time to listen. Good night, everybody. So, I want to say thank you to my guests for joining me today on Sunday for a very exciting and very conversational, meaningful social media experiment. I learned a lot. I hope that I get more guests like him, and it was a true pleasure and honor to talk to him. I hope that everybody takes the time to understand how influencers or people have to be with families. It's time to have a real conversation, and to take away from this in closing, I think that social media is a big influencer of how we do stuff and the way we should handle every situation of every day. So stay tuned for more, as there's going to be more podcasts and I'm going to have more guests, and we're all going to have a conversation about something that's going to rock the world of social media and how we're going to have to face it as a community. But this podcaster believes that there's a lot of open conversation out there that can be had with a lot of understanding. And I hope to see you guys soon, and have a wonderful Sunday. Later.